You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Top-notch energies, Dr. Fusterclub.
Gord from Manitoba.
Fake Egg from Sweden.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Am I in the live stream now?
Hello?
Am I in the live stream now?
Yeah, now you can talk.
Wait, I'm in the... I'm in the live stream.
No, now you're in the live stream.
Should I try to go into the green room or the other rooms? Or
yeah, I'm just going to leave those rooms for now because I have to figure out the permissions. I have to figure them out because right now I can get in because I'm an... I want to see if there's a way I can upgrade you without making you go into every single room. Because once you're in the room, then I can change your permissions.
Oh,
but
okay.
I want to figure out how to do that because still learning how to use this again.
So, go ahead. Sorry.
You got to be in the room. I have to move you into the room and then I have to upgrade you.
Oh, okay.
So the whole thing. You can add me as a contact. Just right click my name and add as a contact. I don't know what good that does.
Okay, add as friend or...
Oh yeah, I guess. Or as a contact.
There's no... it doesn't have any that option, but add as a friend.
Oh, okay.
Did you see me come up on your friend list?
Where would I find out
if that worked? Let's see. Okay, permissions.
Yeah, there's nothing. No, that's all on your end.
You are in my contacts list, where before there was nobody. So, and I have you
I should have turned green on your screen as well.
You are green in my contacts list, but not on the... on the other window.
Yeah. The problem is, I believe that every device you use is a different ID. It doesn't remember you.
Okay.
So you're a different, I think. I'm not sure though.
Well, I've only been on here with my laptop, so I...
Yeah. So if you went on with your phone, you'd be a different ID.
Okay.
So then if you're an operator... Like you should be able to upgrade yourself.
Okay.
Well, it's
permission.
It's not bad. I looked at Revolt. Revolt doesn't even look finished. It seems like it's a college guy that's working on it. It seems to be missing most of the features.
Well, yeah, it's a little squirrely. I did create a server there, but I don't know how to invite people over.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's done. I created a server there too, but I wasn't able to do anything. So I think it's a work in progress.
Maybe. Let's see. Server groups. No, that's probably not what I want. Huh. Where did all that stuff go now? Self. Oh, there it is. Okay, now let's see. Identities, contacts, whisper lists. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it works really well for audio. The audio is pretty easy to use. It's just, it's not going to be a carbon copy of Discord. That's why they made Discord. Because I don't even know if TeamSpeak is actively being developed. I don't think it is. I think there's a new version of it, but it seems like it's not being actively worked on.
So if other people come in here and you're on the live stream, can they go and talk into another room, or is it only one room at a time, or how does that work? Do you know?
Well, I haven't figured out the permissions yet, so you couldn't get in another room unless I made you an operator, or you couldn't even move into the room.
Well, it says, let's see, channel group. Is that, that's a channel, right?
Yeah.
And it says here, it doesn't have the name of it, though. Channel groups. Verified moderator. Reload. Should I click? See, I'll click verified and see if I can do that. I don't know. Maybe that's what you did already. Nope. Interesting. Well, I guess you got to get on your
Yeah, you can do more on the laptop than you can on the phone.
Because I don't see anything where, I mean, even though you gave me something, whatever, I don't have any hours.
You have power. You're an operator.
But it's not showing me, like, it's like it's all, we're under permissions. Like there's the grayed out says list all clients, channel groups of client privilege keys, and use privilege key, and those are grayed out.
I don't know why. But if you look at your icon, it says an O for operator.
Okay.
It does. Just to the right of your name, there's a letter O with the flag beside it.
Well, yeah. Got a little,
but I don't really know what that means at this time.
Let's see. If I click on me, it says, it does say I'm a moderator.
Hmm.
Server groups moderator, channel group moderator, but. Maybe you have to log out and log back in again. I don't know.
No. I don't think so.
All right. Well, be a nice, interesting live stream tech talk, right?
Oh, that's good stuff.
I always complain about that when people go into, when you start talking about, the technology. Riveting conversation. So how are things over there in Toronto?
Well, did you hear that Boris the clown has rescinded everything, apparently, today? Did you hear that?
No, I haven't even gotten on. Like I said, I've been trying to get on, and Discord keeps telling me you can't, but I have another login that lets me go in, so I was going to go in, but I didn't. I was still messing with it, trying to figure it out. And I went into the Revolt to see if I could figure that out.
Yeah, Revolt, I'm pretty sure it's not done.
Well, have you been into Element?
I can't figure that out either. That's another one.
Well, Linda and I tested that because I set up a server there, and I know how to get invites, and she came in and jumped in, and we talked, and it's the only thing is that it's all encrypted, and you have to like verify it every time you I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but every time you go in, like all the stuff that you talked about or that you texted, it's all like gibberish. You can't read it anymore unless you verify it every time, and I forget how you even verify it, and I don't bother to do that, and so it's weird. They're all so weird, and yeah, Discord is so much easier, but even though it is a bit difficult at times, but anyway, well, so
though,
what?
Even though they cancel you on it, yeah,
I know, and you know, but the weird thing is, like, okay, you got in. How did you get back in? How did everybody else get back in? You just created a new login,
I
right?
I had to create a new login, yeah.
But so, you
know, I already had an. I had a bunch of logins, so I just used one of those. But I had most of my logins were blown away.
But
and
you
this
can.
Is the only one that I had left that I could get in without giving my phone number.
Yeah.
Once you give your phone number, then once they delete that account, then you won't be able to get going again. The whole point of the phone number is just to stop you from making multiple accounts. That's it. It's like a unique identifier.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I never actually gave them my phone number, but it was on my phone. So they have my phone number,
well,
right?
They didn't know you have. They didn't grab it that way. They can't really do that.
But so
same
if
with Twitter, Twitter does the same thing. Once I got suspended from Twitter, they wanted my phone number.
But and you had it on your phone, though, right? It was on.
Yeah,
the...
but they don't. But they don't. They can't just take it off your phone just because you have the app on the phone. They don't know your number.
Well, so if then they don't have my phone number because I never actually gave them a phone number.
No, they don't. But that's what I'm saying. It's only when what they do is once you're suspended, then they'll want your phone number because they don't want you to create another login. Once you're gone, they want you to stay gone.
I know, but yeah. See, here's so this is what I did. So I got banned from my first Purple Play, right? And then I created a Proton Mail account, and that's the one that they're asking me for a phone number. So if I give them my real phone number, then I should be okay, right? Until they kick me out again.
Just once, though, and it doesn't matter what your email is next time. You got one chance to use your phone number.
So are they kicking people out?
You get banned with the Proton Mail account, then you won't be able to use the phone number again.
So there, you can't have more than one account, though. But you just said that you had multiple accounts.
Yeah, but that was you can have multiple accounts until they ban you. Once they ban a person, they don't want them coming back with any other ID, and they track your IP as well.
Isn't that counterproductive? I mean, if they ban people, aren't they trying to grab your data? Isn't that the whole point? They want you to be on there so they can see what you're doing?
Yeah, but if you're a problem, they don't want you on there.
But why am I a problem but not anybody else, like Babette?
Because you're associated with the server. Well, because you are a moderator. That's why.
So as long as I'm not a moderator, they'll leave me alone.
Apparently. That I don't know. That must be one of their ways of influencing things. So if you're elevated in a server, they'll consider you a leader, so they'll blow you away. Yeah, only the moderators got their accounts disabled.
Well, then it's a matter of time then where the, because, you know, luckily you got just the gal in there to take my place as a moderator.
Yeah, but if the server gets blown away, then she'll lose her account.
Yeah, then she'll be gone too. So it's kind of a...
And then she'll have to create a new account. And if it, see, it detects with cookies if you're on the same computer as a blown away account. So you'd have to probably clear your cookies. I don't know what it's exact. It must be looking at, it must have left some crumbs behind. So if you try and log in with a new account, it might find some cookies and the crumbs left behind saying, oh, well, this person's already.
Where are those cookies?
Well, the browser.
Do we know?
The browser has cookies.
But if I'm not, because what I did was I logged out of everything. I shut everything down. I crashed my Discord and I loaded in a new one.
Hold on, so did you have the Discord app?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you deleted the Discord app on
yep.
your computer?
Yeah.
Well, there's probably still traces of it in the registry. So if you reinstall it, it probably found the traces of itself in the registry. Like, so I don't know how, where it puts it. In Windows, there's a registry where it puts it, some of its settings. So if it came back, if you reinstalled it and a few things were already set from the old program, then you know that it didn't delete itself completely.
Okay, so what if I get a different laptop and start it all over again over there?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay, because yeah. I can do it on another laptop. Because I thought you could have more than one login account, but...
Well, you can. Except if you're on a ban list, then it's going to use some techniques to keep you banned.
Okay.
All
right, well, then I'll...
On the phone, you know, you could literally... Once a phone number's on a ban list, you know, a phone is obviously harder to... get a new phone number. Most people aren't going to go to that trouble because everyone's got your phone number. You don't want to.
Well, I was thinking about going and getting a new phone number.
You could do that when you get blown away again.
Yeah, I was going to say if it works on my other laptop, I'll just go ahead and.
There's ways around it, but their idea is. It's too much trouble. Who's going to bother?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Like, that's my attitude. If it's too much trouble, okay, forget it. I don't want you anymore, Discord.
Well, that's what I was saying to begin with, because I thought, well, fine. If I can't get in there, I don't care. I'll go, because you guys were talking about you were going to come to TeamSpeak, and there was, you know, rumblings about other things. So I figured I'd just go to the next platform.
We're on TeamSpeak now. TeamSpeak works beautifully. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll stay here.
My idea for now was the audio works good on TeamSpeak. I just have to figure out the room. There is no persistent text on TeamSpeak.
Yeah, I can see
so
that.
The text channels don't stick. I don't think they exist. But we could use Telegram for texting.
Yeah, that's true. You're right, and it's much easier because then you don't have to.
Need to be on a million channels. So go on if you like your phone, then use Telegram channel, and we could set up.
You could chat on there too. Yeah,
we could set separate you can do a voice chat, but it's not hooked up to a live stream.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you wanted to yap with somebody, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you could start a group Telegram chat. Audio chat.
So have you gotten anybody over here, or am I the only one that's come to TeamSpeak?
Bella Seth's been here. I got Graphene Lemming in here. I got Just Saying Dude.
But I can't see them. How come I can't
see
them?
No, there's no listing.
Wow. Not unless... Well, there is a... remember the contact group? Because there's a list that I just put you in. But I guess they have to be in probably... This little box.
Oh, that's your personal contact group.
Oh. All right. Well. So, I mean, how would I know anybody was in here unless...
I wear my face mask in my car so I can. Virtue signal in my neighborhood.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I wear my face mask when I walk so I can. So- sure they all know I'm really smart.
Now so I gotta turn the volume down.
Are you telling me all my,
down on my technical on my streamer bot? That blew my ears out. But you can turn the volume down.
Are you telling me all my technical struggles are going out to the live stream? Everybody's hearing about my trauma here. Oh my God.
Yeah, but other people need to hear too.
I got nothing for them. There's, I don't even know. Yeah.
I don't waste a minute of my breath. Everything is recorded.
Well, are you eating lunch or something? Or are you fixing something? I hear tools.
I'm eating a little lunch.
Okay. All right. I can hear that loud and clear. I feel like I should talk about something a little more interesting now.
No, this is good. We need more people over here.
Everybody come to the team speak. Well, I know Linda was like, she was like hearing another app to download on her phone. I don't know that she enjoys, you know, going through all that. She tried to get to the Revolt, and the Revolt couldn't get that on her phone. Or she did get there, and then she couldn't hear anything, and so she got a little discouraged on that. But I do have her on Element. If I go over to Element and type in a message, she immediately gets a notification, and she could come in and chat if she wanted to.
Well,
that was relatively easy to set up, but I don't know if there was there's no recording. At least I didn't see any recording options.
You can record your audio on TeamSpeak.
Yeah, I know. I see in the under the tools it says start recording. So I'm guessing that's how you or does it just automatically record on the live stream?
Well, live stream's automatically recorded.
Well, I guess but
your TeamSpeak on your laptop has a built-in recorder.
So when it says here, dedicated servers are now available, what is that for? Is that?
That's what I have. I paid a couple bucks a month for the Fakeologist TeamSpeak server.
And then you just grab us on as users, right? Or
say that again?
So when we log in, we're just logging into your dedicated server, so it's not like TeamSpeak can come and say you guys are talking about stuff I don't like, right?
Well, that's right. I'm on some German host called Zap something.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me something about Boris.
Yeah, they lifted all the they said COVID's over in England.
Okay, now I did get that, now that I remember, I did get a text from Vidir, but I read that article and basically it said, yeah, the headline was all measures were being dropped, but so as I read down, it said, okay, yeah, nobody has to wear a mask, there's no more distancing, they're going to kick the passports. But then at the bottom it said, but it's still, you know, we're still not out of the woods yet, and we're still going to have vaccines and testing.
Okay, I missed that part.
So, yeah, so, and even though it said, oh, we're not going to do masks anymore, it said you still have to wear masks indoors. And when you're hanging around people that you don't know.
Yeah,
which is like, okay, so what?
Read the fine print.
What's different? Nothing's different. Oh, and then they said if you're going to be in a setting where there's a lot of people, you still have to wear your mask. So yeah, I mean, I don't. The only thing I see there is that, okay, you could go hang out with your family because you know your family, right? But I don't know how that makes a difference. Like, oh, you know that they're not sick, or you know that what?
I don't even know. I didn't read it. I just listened to the speech.
I know.
To the speech.
It sounded good. At, like you said, the headline, I think it's just to confuse everyone. I mean, I was down at the store today and everybody seemed to have double masks on. It's like, we're still on the two mask plan over here. I mean,
unbelievable.
It's crazy. I just get so upset when I go to the store. It just, and I have to talk to myself and tell myself, just calm down already. Because it's like I walk in the store and I'm just like, God, we're just a bunch of fucking morons here. I mean, it just hits you in the face.
Yeah, like, I know. I don't go to stores, but I know when I do go to a store, rarely, it's so depressing. The zombies are everywhere.
Right. It's like I'm living in fucking communist China. Sorry for my French. Now I'm
That's
pissed.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, my anger of 2020 has returned, you know, when we first started this whole thing. It's like I feel like I've got that surge of anger all over again.
Yes.
And then I'm asking myself, okay, so what is it you're expecting? What exactly am I expecting? I had to ask myself that.
Yeah. You're not going back to the old days. They
There's
really
no
want their digital passport. That's what they want. My idea was, I think we have to go back to the banker in 2020 who said they want daily testing. And the daily testing, I think, will have to be done in a way where they can verify it's you. And you talk about Discord and everyone verifying it's you. Same, they really want the ID, digital ID, so we can't spoof being someone else. You're going to have to do a daily test, and it's going to see who you are. And some central bureau rat will evaluate you, or it'll be AI eventually. And it'll decide what you can do, how much money you got, what you can buy, how far you can go based on your carbon credits. It's going to have all these scores, metrics, built into it. And then I think if you don't want a daily test, I think you're going to be able to wear a sensor on your body. You know how... There are fitness sensors now.
Like an Apple Watch?
Or, yeah, but there's actual companies that do biometric sensors for health. They're health sensors, health gauges. So
did you see the one chick?
Your heart rate. They track your, you go to sleep. They see how deep you're sleeping. So that means they're checking your pulse.
Well, yeah, that's like the watch. But I think they also have a tattoo. There was a girl who, I personally think she looked like she was a bot of some, you know, one of those created persons. But anyway, so she was talking to these two older guys and showing them her tattoo on her arm. And she was saying how this tattoo was communicating with some chip in your brain, or I don't know, something was sending messages back and forth to monitor, things like that, like your heart rate.
Like the graphene oxide thing. I'm not a big believer in that. I know I got that guy on. Crafty and Lemmy, who's big on that.
No, that guy was... That's the reason I felt so bad. After I was listening to that guy, that just, like, freaked me out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's right. I don't know. But I still think that my daughter, you know, is diabetic. And if she wears a glucose monitor on,
would you measure her sugar?
Yeah.
And my idea with her was, we're all going to be wearing one of those. So if you don't want a daily test, you're going to have to wear one of these sensors. Whether it be on your wrist, the diabetes one has a small little mosquito needle in it that goes and pierces your skin. So that one actually reads your glucose.
Well, but if you're not diabetic, are they going to tell you you're diabetic? I'm guessing.
I don't know. Well, I don't know exactly what sensor they're going to have.
Well, all of their stuff is bullshit anyway. All these tests that they do, their numbers, your A1C, whatever.
Well, I don't know if the A1C is BS. I'm not sure.
All that stuff, it's all bullshit. I'm sorry. I can't believe that they, you know, that they can control you anything. But, so here's an example. So I was listening to
why do you think A1C is? Because my daughter has to do that every 3 months.
I know, but because she's diabetic, but, you know, they take those numbers for, like, you know, old people. My aunt was talking about, her triglycerides and her, all these number, things that they're checking, your cholesterol, your high blood pressure, your diabetes, whatever, all this stuff. And she doesn't have any of those things, but they're constantly checking your numbers, just like, you know, when they listen to your heartbeat and they tell you you should be, you know, it should be this, whatever, it should be your temperature, should be that, all these things. It's like there's no baseline for all of that. And so here's an example, though. I was listening to a Freeman Fly episode, and yeah, he had this psychologist guy on who was talking about, you know, schizophrenic people and how they determine, you know, what their issues are, basically, and what kind of drugs to give them. And, you know, where they started out, where, you know, people who had voices in their head, you know, that was driving them crazy or making them depressed or whatever, you know, they didn't know what to do with them. So as the years went by, they just kept trying different sort of things. Well, and then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies came along and said, the reason that these people are, you know, it's because they have a chemical imbalance. And it's like, again, they have no clue what that is supposed to be. There's never been a baseline. There's never been studies done. Nobody's ever actually tested it. But pharmaceuticals said, hey, we got this medication that'll just basically, put you into a trance, and then the voices go away. So it kind of, like, in certain respects, it, you know, helps them, but they're, like, so close to being not there. It's like, you know, it's kind of like putting them in a walking coma, so to speak. And he also said that all these drugs just eat away at your brain as you take them, you know, on a regular basis. And to follow on that, again, they brought out all these antidepressants that people are popping on a daily basis that they give for any little reason. You know, you've got normal things like, you know, you have a death in the family, they give you antidepressants. You got, you're upset because you broke up with your boyfriend, they give you antidepressants. You go into the doctor, they don't know what you have, they give you antidepressants. I mean, it's like they just hand those things out. And you, I know you know, you've heard of people who take antidepressants and then they just commit suicide because they're just, you just can't feel anything. You're just not there. And so all these things, all these pills that they've been pushing, and I'm sure it's the same with all the other, you know, things that they tell you they're supposedly fixing. They just turn off the sensors. It doesn't fix anything. It just makes you not feel whatever it is that your issue is. So, you know, there's a huge problem there, just like, you know, with all these other things that people are taking, and that's what's causing a lot of other problems. And of course, they know they're all ready for the next pill. There's a commercial out right now on television for antidepressants, where if you're taking these antidepressants, you start shaking, like your facial, you have involuntary facial movements, or your fingers move, or you just can't control your person. It's almost like a, what's that shaking thing? I can't think of the name of it, but anyway.
Parkinson's,
yeah. Or whatever, is that what Michael J. Fox has?
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course they got another pill to take care of that. So on top of your antidepressant, you get because it's another condition and they have a name for it. And here they're off and running with another pill. And they're just taking over. Everybody's on some sort of medication, and all these, you know, we wonder why everyone is so like brain dead. That's probably why. And you talk about the baby boomers, you know, that they're the ones that are to blame for all this. Well, they are on a lot of drugs right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they don't mind taking an injection. They're already loaded with drugs.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a problem. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
They don't mind any of this shit. I mean, it's like face mask.
They want it.
No problem. It's like, I don't need to breathe. I'm okay. Anyway, that's my rant for the day.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
You always manage to get me to throw a rant out.
Yeah, I make people rant. But I think Telegram is the best place for everyone to chat right now, for as long as it's allowed.
And, so, I also saw they were talking about WhatsApp, that WhatsApp is like, you know, oh, they're listening to everything you say, and they're going to start censoring that too. And
don't talk on WhatsApp.
It's the same as Telegram. I mean, I don't see what the difference is. So,
well, they don't know. Telegram is way more advanced in features. There's no group talk. There's no open or public groups on WhatsApp that I know of.
But private chats. But as far as, you know, them censoring you and watching you and stealing your data.
Facebook owns WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah.
They could cancel your account easily on WhatsApp. I've never heard of it, but it's mostly private stuff.
Well, they can't. You said you got canceled on Twitter.
I did, but then I gave my phone number and they brought me back. So I'm on strike one.
You're borrowing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Peter from Austin, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hello, Peter.
Turn that volume down.
Who is Peter from Austin? I don't think I've ever. Is that an old one?
I don't know him either. Actually,
so never mind. I was going to ask you a personal question, but I shouldn't ask you personal questions on talk about anybody on the live stream. I won't answer.
I won't answer it if I don't want to. What is it?
Actually, it wasn't about you. It was about someone else, and that's why I was saying I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Well, you can ask. I don't have to answer, do I?
No, I was just wondering if there was if there was a wedding that took place recently.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's public yet, but I think everyone knows what we're talking about.
Well, not everyone, but anyway, I was just curious because I was going to say you had said earlier or on another chat that I heard that you were going to send some
money
over there. And I thought that was a great idea since, you know, said person.
I was going to, but I don't have a place to send it yet. So I'll have to wait.
Yeah, well, tell him, I'll tell him right now.
Yeah.
Send your address to Ab so we can, you know, even if you want to call it wedding gifts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that person may be listening. I know he is going crazy having fun with this audio server.
This one, the TV?
So I think, yeah, well, what happened is he donated, we may as well just, nobody's listening to this except our wonderful community. Yeah, Vela said, he lent me one of his computers, for lack of a better word. It's a computer in a small little container. Can't remember what the actual name of it is. It's basically it's just a CPU with a SSD drive.
So that's like
the brains of the computer, and the brains of the computer are pretty small, about the size of a cell phone. And we put all the audio software on that computer. That way, if my regular computer is busy doing other things, it won't interfere with the audio, or it shouldn't, because it's on its own computer. So the processing power is on its own, just doing audio. So for instance, if you're on YouTube playing a video and YouTube causes problems with the internet, your processor might get very busy with YouTube, and then it'll take away from the audio and distort it. So we have our own audio server now, where we have many programs doing many things, trying to make the audio better. So that's what he's doing. He donated that box. He had no need for it because now he's moved, whether permanent or not. I guess it's permanent probably. And so I'm going to pay him for that. And maybe pay him a few bucks for all the work he's done. That's
so
the plan.
That's the other thing in this new live stream. What about music or the Fred Boat? Is he working on
Fred
that?
The problem is Discord is a big community. So all the developers are developing for Discord. So this is how they get you. So yeah, TeamSpeak is old technology. It's like, I don't know if they're working on it anymore, but it still works. So yeah, we don't have audio for that. We don't have an easy solution.
Yeah,
there are solutions, but they're going to take time to figure out. But they're not being developed actively, so you're not going to get anything really recent. And YouTube and other services change their protocols all the time. So someone has to actively be updating the bots. Otherwise they'll break too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well.
Yeah. The music is fun. It's great. But on the other hand, if you want to crowdsource our Discord, we could literally have all our community members set up a server. It's not a problem. And the streamer bot can just keep joining the server wherever it goes. So you could just play an endless cat and mouse game with Discord. Like, for instance, if I can't set up another server because I've run out of phone numbers, I have a bunch of phone numbers. I could burn through all of them. If I burn through all my phone numbers, then we could use yours, or I could keep changing my phone number. My phone number isn't really that important as a number. I could change it. So could everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
So we could just do that too and keep using Discord as well. But it would just be subject to being taken down all over the place. That's why we haven't really fixed up Discord right now.
I understand.
The other one, because why bother? And actually, I forgot all the things we did. I didn't really write them down. I'd have to write them down, so when it goes down, I'd have to go through my list again and do everything I did before. Because usually when you set up a bot, you do it once and forget it. And then you forget the bot completely until you lose it. But, Fredbo, I might have, so that's, so if you have your own server, then you could create and I don't set up a new one, then I can move the bot over into your server to play live.
See. Well, I had a server and it's gone now because that account is gone.
Right.
So, and I was in the process of trying to set up a Fred boat, but I didn't know what to do. So
If anyone's listening, this is why I don't mind talking tech online. If anyone's listening, they have a better solution, just let us know.
Well, I would say it seems that we have a lot of technical people.
Yes, we do.
And as you were talking, I was like, well, for goodness sakes, you think we should be able to, write our own server or something. I don't know.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Discord's a huge program.
It is. Well, that's why I say if we had someone who knew at least how to do it and then parse out all, because like I said, we have a lot of programmers, I think. Everybody gets their piece, and I don't know. It's just me being all Miss Positive and, can do. I know it drives people nuts, but
we could do anything we wanted, but you don't want to really reinvent the wheel too much. There is software out there. I've got Fakeologist forums. Okay, it's not as fast as Discord, but it's a pretty good forum. That's what we used to use in the old days. It still works. You can use an app, Tapatalk, to access it. And the best part is it's searchable, that you can do threads. It's really not even an extra step, because once you're logged into the forums, you don't have to re-log in. You're just logged in.
Yeah, just for text. But then you're going to get your server's going to get overloaded.
No, it won't. No, it'll be fine. What it does is it makes people just a little more thoughtful about what they post, because it's just not quite as fast. They might just take an extra second to post something.
Yeah, I mean, I think your Telegram is probably a good option as far as, having that instant speak, and have instant feedback for just chatting, just little quick things. And posting, we should probably put it in, like you said, in your forum, because then it's there and doesn't go away. And then I guess for yakking, I guess we could do this, but, it's just three different spots now. So you've got three areas to go to. It's not quite as elegant as Discord, but
I don't really go through all the forums on Discord either. Do you? Do you look at every single channel?
No.
Or
no.
Every single text channel on our Discord? I don't.
No. Yeah, and I was going through less and less because I was trying not to, because you know, you got pretty much the same stuff on Telegram.
Yeah, a lot of cross posting.
And yeah, and then
so when you come right down to it, there's not a lot of content worth looking at.
Well, especially if you want to stay, you know, in a good mood. Or you want to keep your, you know, your spirits up, because some of that stuff comes across and it's pretty awful. I just don't even want to look at it anymore. I mean, we know what's going down. We know what's happening. We don't need to be reminded constantly. That's just my feeling. Yeah.
I hope I'm not getting an ulcer too.
Right.
It does beat you down.
Yes. We got to keep our spirits up and, you know.
We are only human. We're not robots, so we can't take endless pressure. I'm pretty sure about that. Everyone has a breaking point. And it's like working with toxic fumes. It's going to get to you after a while.
Right, right. So. And you have to move away from it. You have to get away. And I mean, in certain respects, if you just not focus on it, you know, life really is somewhat normal. It's still the same. I at least from my perspective, I mean, obviously if you lost your job or had a...
Yeah, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I mean, but I can still go outside and go for a walk and go into nature and not be around normies, but I know a lot of people come to the Discord and to talk to everybody so that they, you know, because they spend all day holding their tongue and you need some release, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, what was that?
I poked you.
What was that? Yes, well, what is that? That's I haven't heard that. Isn't that a Facebook thing to poke somebody?
I don't know. I'm curious if it gets saved anywhere.
Well, how did you do that? Where did it...
You just hold the person's name or right-click it. You can do anything.
Well, okay, so if you're on a Mac, what is a right-click?
I don't know. I never had a Mac.
Oh, here it is. Okay. It's an option. Or I'm sorry, control click. So poke client. Make a complaint. It could change volume. Set channel group. I wonder if I go into room 11 and...
I'm going to send you a chat message. I want to see if you log out. I wonder if the if the chat goes away. Because every time you leave a text channel, if you log out of the server, it's gone. The whole text channel is temporary.
Yeah. Okay, I can see like my messages I sent yesterday.
Oh, you sent some messages?
Well, it says here, you are now talking in the channel intake room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see yesterday's stuff?
Wait, this was from, it would have to, yeah, it says yesterday. And I said, how do I jump out? And then I did jump into room 11. And it said, you are now talking in channel room 11. So I must have had...
Well, you must not have closed TeamSpeak, because if you close TeamSpeak, all that should be cleared out, maybe. I know, on the phone it does.
Well, I did log out, because then it says, okay, and then it says end of chat history. And then And then it has today what we, when I jumped on just
now. Oh, you have chat history? Yeah, it's different on the app.
Okay, so that says Fakeologist Mobile. So did you get out or?
No, I'm still here.
All right. So you were supposed to send me a message or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's under Fakeologist Mobile. Did you see it?
Test. Is that what you sent? Test?
Yeah, just test.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. So I have like different things to click. So it says Fakeologist on TeamSpeak, and that's all the stuff we did today. And then when I click on Air live stream, that's where my history was from yesterday, which is odd because I thought I was in the intake room. Oh, yeah, I was. It says, yeah, because I jumped around from the intake room, but it. Interesting. All right. Sorry. I'm just.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess. It says here, where did that go now? Sorry. Oh, okay,
I'm just reading Northern Tracy. I wonder, I really wonder what is going on because in the UK, after what you just read, it says they're getting rid of the vax passports.
Well, I tell you what, I did speak with Richard. Everybody okay. loves Richard yesterday. And he said, because I asked him about it, because I had read something else before that, that the UK was saying that the vaccines were, you know, there was some doctor, I think you posted that, where the doctor, gal, she called her doctor and the doctor told her, the vaccines are going to be stopped within the next month. And so I asked him about that.
That was a video.
Yeah. And the doctor, so I asked him about that and he said, that's, you know, things are moving ahead, you know, like he seemed to think that nothing was changed. So.
Yeah, just gotta make a quick call here. Check my icon; it should say I'm on the phone. Let's see if it works.
On the phone, it says on the phone. You probably can't hear me. I wonder if this has when you're not talking. If we're gonna hear all the spaces. The blank, the quiet parts.
Hi, this is Matthew.
This is Maria Laquita.
Mark Manuel.
This is OBF.
Noise level.
Polly Milson.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Napoleon Wilson at the end of that. Hey, Napoleon, are you listening? I know you said you'd never come back to Discord, but come back to TeamSpeak. Well, here's another the Czech Prime Minister ends vaccine mandates. We do not want to deepen the rifts in society. Along with Boris Johnson's mask mandate in the UK, but that's not the vax, that's just the mask mandate, which is interesting because as he speaks, everyone's sitting behind him with a mask on.
Are you still there?
I am. I was wondering if the quiet is going to get if you have that.
Did you see that
here.
I was on the phone?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
As genius as the Discordians are, they can never get that part on their app working. Which is amazing. They're not too smart.
Oh. Well, I was just looking at my Telegram and noticing that the Czech, I was just relaying that the Czech prime minister has banned the vaccine, or not the vaccine, maybe the passes.
The passport.
Yeah. No,
I
it says.
I think they're going to have the passport, but without the vaccine.
No, actually, it says he ends the vaccine mandates, but they could still have the passport. I mean, they just need to...
They want... The passport is what they want. They don't want the vaccine. I think that is just a bonus. And the idea that they can knock off a few people and experiment and that kind of thing, they were having fun with that because they know people are okay with experimentation because people take experimental drugs all day long. Whether legal or illegal. We know that. Like, even the legal OxyContin, which should be banned, they know that that is sold on the black market all over the place. People are taking that unregulated. So, they know people don't mind experimenting with drugs.
Exactly.
So, the vaccine is not a problem, especially if you're trying to solve something. So they're really taking advantage of people's stupidity, obviously.
Well, it's like I said before, it seems like everything is a big, scary, oh, you know, you gotta, we gotta fix for you, for, you know, they could tell you you've got something and then you don't have a, you don't have any way of knowing whether or not you have cancer or, you know, liver disease versus pancreatitis or colon cancer. I mean, all these things, it's like they're all, who knows? Nobody really knows. They give you a little test. They tell you something. They give you a sheet of paper, just like Mr. Just Saying Dude that you had on.
Yeah.
Who's to say that he wouldn't have gotten no better just without... Yeah, without anything. So
yeah, he could have done nothing.
Right.
You don't know.
I mean, I remember a friend of mine who she said, you know, she had a really bad headache. Well, not, it wasn't my friend. It was a friend of her that she said, oh, and she says, this woman never gets headaches. And so they took her to the emergency and they told her, oh, that, you know, they had to do some kind of surgery or something, and they did the surgery and they saved her life, you know. And it's just like, well, how do you know that they saved her life? How do you know it, she needed any of that stuff? But they told her and she did it, and then she's fine now, and she's alive. But they told her, oh, if you didn't have that, you know, you could have died.
Yeah.
No evidence of anything there.
Well, yeah, you can't do a double blind with yourself.
It's like there's a lot of things like that, you know? Well, here you go. And here on the other side of the world, Hawaii to become the first state to require all tourists to have had a booster shot. To be considered fully vaccinated. Yep, it's nobody's going to go to Hawaii now.
No, they want to commit carry. Well, you see, that's the other thing. I really do believe they don't want people traveling by air ever. That is definitely a goal that the globalists want. They don't want people exploring the world. They don't want people enjoying the world. And air travel, they just want to strictly control that. So, if if 50% of all the pilots do not want to get injected, they're fine with that because they're not going to need them. You don't need pilots if you can't fly, if planes aren't flying.
Damn.
So it's part of the goal. Same with hospitals. If you want to cut 25% of all the services going on in a hospital, you don't need all the uninjected nurses. You don't need them.
Yep.
They're fine to lay them off. They want to do that. Same with Why do we need 100 science teachers in a school district when they got all, we can have one good one and replicate him through the internet?
Exactly.
I don't need any science teachers.
Well, and if you take
your,
if everybody takes their kids out of school, we don't need them too. I mean, there's people that are, they don't want to deal with that either anymore.
But that's what they want.
Yep.
They want to shut the schools down. They've always wanted that because they're out of control. They become daycare centers.
Okay, now what's this one? Here's another one. It says, and this is from Jan Erik's channel. Telegram channel.
Where Multiple- is this channel? Did I get kicked out of it? Because it disappeared off my Telegram.
No, what's maybe you got kicked up. Mind over matter?
Yeah, I don't know what is. He left my server, or he's back on the server, and I can't find the channel anymore.
Well,
John Erik, if you're listening, send me a link. Can you send me a link to the channel?
I could ask him. I'm not sure how to do that.
No, if you go to the top of the channel, it's a public
channel.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Description. Because it disappeared right off my phone. And I don't know. Maybe I left it. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Link.
He was sending me stuff and I was reading the same stuff as his channel. And then he stopped sending me stuff. And then the channel disappeared at the same time. Maybe I was blown off.
But. Well, let's see. I thought I knew how to send a link. Let's see. All right. I'll figure it out. Anyway, I got to jump off. My doggy's sitting here looking at me, ready for his walk. So,
All right.
Good test of the.
Well, you got to put TeamSpeak on your phone now.
Oh God! Yeah, I guess so.
Are you on Apple? You must be on Apple, obviously.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm also going to try to see if I can get back in with my.
Well, you can give your phone number once.
Yeah.
But they might not like you. They might. It might not help.
I know. I was going to say, if I already had it logged in before. I mean, like you said, if they don't get it off of that. I would assume they would have my phone number. I don't know why they wouldn't.
You don't have your phone.
I'll try it. It can only not work, right?
Well, I think they'll let you on probably one more time. Then you'll have the phone number.
Yeah. All right.
But I know they use cookies because I tried to create a new login on my computer and they knew that I didn't do anything else. I didn't delete the app. I didn't go to the registry. And they knew I was using the same computer. So that's when they said, well, what's your phone number? Okay.
Well, I can barely hear you. There's some weird noises going on over there.
I think it's wrong. They smell evidence of the old account. And they said, well, what's your phone number? And I was on my computer. So that's how they wanted me to identify you.
Well, all I can do is try.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You'll be able to bring it back one more time.
Yeah, I got one more life. All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. I'm
going to sign off now.
All the best.
Take care.
Oh, by the way, look on my blog. Are you there?
I'm here.
Look on my blog. Eva sent me a video of the top banker / doctor in Israel. And listen to him walk back the narrative. It's absolutely incredibly annoying.
Yeah. All right. Will do. And
They're basically saying everything you've done is a waste of time. Everything.
But we already knew that, right?
No, I know, but it's just the way he says it. And then they gave the president of Pfizer an Ashkenazi Jew. They gave him some $1 million award for citizen of the year.
Oh, God.
These guys are just famous.
Yeah. A lot of shit going down, obviously, but alrighty. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Take care, Will. Talk soon. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
That's all, folks.